Yeah. Boy, what a day. Big day today.
Big day, Saturday.
I can't wait for today. We love it. Sitting across from the edge.
It's in the air.
Yeah, it's in the air. You heard me. You heard what I played on Tuesday, that song. Did you even listen to the show?
Yes, of course. I love it. I haven't had one intro I didn't love.
Dude, I love JT, though, for real. He got that. That song is how we feel about the weekend, man. Come on, man. Anyway, we got a team total we'll talk about, a couple of them. We've got big games across the board. Really, so far to date, easily, would you agree to this statement? Easily, not the most games, and not even the really outside of about 7 to 10 games, you can scratch off a bunch, but definitely the best and biggest schedule to date, obviously, with the SEC. I mean, you've got two or three elimination games already in the season. I love that.
Well, the way it's spread out is beautiful for once. It's not unbalanced, so I see what you're saying, but I'm just excited for the noons to kick off and go from there, man. I know you got your eye on one. Woo!
Well, that the I have I we're going to talk.
Noon's always tricky.
No, I know, but it's on the board. The noon that game is on the board, but to be honest, you know, there's games later in the day that I think I like better. But, yeah, there's games that – I mean, there's three or four – actually, three, one, two, three. There's three or four games at noon that are cash money. So, before we get into that, what was that? You sent a chair. I don't think anyone understood what you were sending, man.
It's a reward, man. It's a weightless chair.
Yeah, but then you told me it's a sex chair, and I said, wait a minute, this will – and then you said something, and I when you said it, I – kind of glossed over it until it hit me. Then I got sized today when I was driving, man. I said, this fool, you said that chair. I mean, because I'm fifth, man. I'm getting old, man. I mean, I don't understand what a sex chair is, but you said it cracks her ass open like an egg. Now, that's
that is a direct quote. And I slid it right on you like it was, you didn't even know what I said till later in the day.
I mean, I've had to I wish people understood it with you. Like,
giddy up, baby. That's what happens when you pick winners. You pick winners, you get rewards when you pick winners.
I mean, this kid, it's impossible to control him. I ask him to do things, certain things. He knows exactly what I'm talking about. They're not going to get done. He's like a stallion. You let him loose.
I'm running, baby.
The good thing about him is when I do get occasionally I get a little bit salty, and he at least knows how to handle me. Because the young Skip and Doug would have been gone a long time. but you know what? Probably not, because I would have needed to understand the amount of winners that you pick. I mean, here's a funny story about losers though. Jason calls me yesterday. It's about no, I'm actually at say I'm rolling this. Got my mask on. Got to go in the store. Got a mask up. Take my mask off. Standing in the store. Right.
Yep.
And he says, real quick, he says, I only have a couple minutes. Who do you like, Cardinals or Padres? This is Thursday night. And I tell him, hey, Padres run line. What does he do? He rolls right home, puts it
Cardinals
on the
Cardinals.
Yeah. They're up 6-2.
My friends do the same thing.
They lose 11-9. I ask him today, did you give me props? Did you talk about me? Or yeah, I talked to him on Friday. I said, did you give me props? On the junks, no props. Then he did another game today. Then he did the Cubs on Friday. Cubs got shut out. He's lost every baseball game. Three or four of the games he's done, the team hasn't scored one run. I told him, quit betting baseball, dude. Go with the fatty train. It's the fatty train. Crack his ass open.
Football is back. What is the point of betting baseball right now, unless it's a random Tuesday or maybe a Friday?
Yeah, let's get into it now.
I'm ready, man.
But what thoughts on Florida, South Carolina? It's a noon game, 16 and a hook. The line is coming down, total of 57. Team total for Florida of 37. Thoughts?
I think somebody likes the team total, but I just see the game playing out pretty much like the spread says. I don't know if there's a huge edge in that game. I'm not a Gamecocks guy at all. I like Florida. I like Trask. Who doesn't? I like their tight end going to the NFL, obviously 4 touchdowns last week. But I think that spread's pretty much right where it needs to be. Not a huge edge, but if I had to, I would take the Florida Gators.
I'll tell you what I love about that tight end, though, for Florida. When I look at him, he a little bit like a young Aaron Hernandez. He's not big yet, but he's going to fill out. He's going to be a star in the NFL, that kid. Just telling you.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of reminds me of Jared Cook, the way he's lanky that and can run and – Yeah, I mean,
that's even better than Hernandez. That's as good.
They both kind of look like mutants, just freaks.
Baylor, West Virginia, your thoughts on that game? That's a noon game. That's
if you're sharp, you have to like West Virginia, apparently. Am I right or wrong? If you're sharp, you have all the pros like West Virginia.
Your boy Stuckey went on the Junkies yesterday and said, take West Virginia. Now, I'm not a Dodge fan. He's okay. He was okay at Bowling Green. I'm just not a huge Dodge. I mean, I think Baylor's got nine guys back on offense. I think they can roll it.
Well, I just think I know what I'm getting more with that entire team than I do with WVU. I mean, I have a lot more faith in Brewer than the other quarterback, and I just think Baylor didn't play great last week. And they're going to play a lot better this week, being there, you know, they haven't played that much. So I'm excited for that one. I can tell you that because that's the best. That's one of the better spreads. If I'm right, that I, you know, at least I don't have to sweat as much. You know what I'm saying? I mean, a lot of these other games I like are double digits today, but I still like them. And I like one underdog in particular that's going to roll.
Let's get to your game, Bama, Texas A&M.
I'm finally out on Mond. I finally am
up to 18 and a hook, total of 53.5.
I mean, you've been right all along about Mond. I mean, I just don't have any faith in him after the way he played against Vandy last week, the way the whole team played. Never been a Jimbo Fisher guy. I know you haven't. And I just think that, like you talked about last week, and your boy Lurch, I mean, Bama should have something to prove and want to make a point this whole year. So, and I like their quarterback. I like Mac a lot. So I'll go with Bama if I had to. But, you know,
got to disagree with you on this one, brother.
Really? Really?
I just feel like 18 and a half. I don't love A&M, but I've heard a lot of people talk, and I really looked into that Vandy game. And A&M, you watched it too. A&M made some mistakes. It's not things that I feel like they're correctable. I don't like Jimbo, but you know what I don't like? You know what I don't like? I don't like giving 18 and a half,
yeah,
where I got to be up 28 to feel good if I'm Bama. I just don't know if I love that.
I don't know if it's one of the better plays yet or not. I mean, thank goodness it's not at noon, because there's a few games at noon that I'll probably throw a little at. But even the noon games, I just think that in the evening there's better games. So what's the next one you want to talk about?
We got North Carolina. Woo! We got BC today at 3:30. 14-54. Lines moving a little bit towards Carolina. Now, I will say this about BC. I believe they only rushed for 81 yards last week against Texas San Antonio. Really struggled in that game.
Yeah, they did. And it opened at 11.
And it opened at 11. They were down at one point. They did come back and win. Now, Texas State the week before allowed 381 yards to Texas San Antonio. This is a team in Texas State that does not have a great defense. They were able to hold BC to 81 yards. I think North Carolina is going to shut BC down. I think they're going to get up on them early. I think Mac Brown's going to run the ball and try and get the hell out of there. I think they're going to hammer BC.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you listen to the pod, obviously, I kind of feel the same way. So,
how about Memphis, SMU? Definitely a view. It's SMU -1.76. That goes at 3:30 today.
Thoughts? Oh, yeah. My thoughts are I'll be flicking back and forth between the other two games we just said at 3:30 and that one, just because I am so excited to watch this kid Bentley in a real big game. This running back SMU has is just, if I had to think about it for a second there, probably the most exciting kid I've watched this year. I mean, just a pure runner, man. Doesn't look anything special, but, man, he just – I can't even describe how he is. He's just cash money. You have to watch this kid, Bentley.
No, I love him. And from viewing purposes, this game could go monkey. There's no question.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the totals jumped up to 76, which – again, it's hard to bet a 76. You just have to sit back and just not worry about any other play. I mean, that's just a ton of points, man. How about Clemson UVA tonight at 8 p.m., the last game on the board, actually. It's up to 29-55. I can't say I love that. Let me tell you why. That total tells me this. Let's just say at some point Clemson is up tonight. Again, game goes at 8 p.m. tonight. Clemson is up tonight, and they're up 42-7. Game's over.
Yeah, right.
End of the third. He pulls Lawrence. Game ends 42-17, 42-14. You're a loser, dude. I'm not doing that. Your thoughts?
I could see them covering the first half. Oh, that's my thoughts. I mean, I think Clemson, I don't know if they're thrilled with how they've played, really.
I think Clemson and Bama are truly first half bets most of the year. I really do.
Yeah, most of the year for sure.
Because the stakes are so high this year, there's just no taking any chances that you're going to have injuries. It's just not going to happen.
Right.
And so I can see, and it would be the same. Let's just say Bama, and again, that game goes at 3:30 today. Let's just say Bama is hammering A&M, and it's 35-3 late in the third. You know he's pulling the kid.
Right.
You can't do without him right now. That backup is going to be good, but he's young. So you got to play a lot this year in these bigger games. Now, some of these other teams here, how about this? I'm going to give out a total right now. Might give it out tomorrow. I'm not sure. I think the game goes today at I don't have it in front of me. It might be at 4 o'clock. Western Kentucky, Middle Tennessee. I think it's today. It's in the afternoon. I don't believe it's a noon game today. Can you look that up? What time's that game go?
I think it's 4.
I think it's 4. Either way, it's either 4. It might be tonight. 54 is a game. I'm telling you right now, I like that number. That's a good total. You can totally see that game getting there. Take a look at that game. Middle Tennessee State can't stop a nosebleed on defense, but they're starting. Just I saw signs. Was it last Friday or last week when they played at Texas San Antonio? They almost took them to overtime. They couldn't get the two-point conversion, but they covered that spread. They were catching 7 on the road. I saw them start to move the ball. I think, you know, this is an offense, and that's a quarterback that last year threw for a ton of yards. I can see that game getting to 54, so I like that. Here's another one. What do you think? What are your thoughts on Mississippi, Kentucky? Kentucky laying 11. The total's gone from 59 to 61 and a hook. I think Mississippi's going to want to play fast.
Me too. I'll take the back door. I'll take the chance of Kiffin getting enough points there to stay within 10 and late. You saw what he did last week against Florida. If you had, boy, woo,
it was close.
Did he make you worry? I mean, Kiffin was rolling that thing in the second half.
It was close. You know, that line opened at 15 and a half.
Right.
It got as high as 16 at
right.
times.
What did it end on?
16.
Oh, it was 16?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, right in the middle.
Florida covered, but Ole Miss, I mean, look.
Made it real interesting.
You put up, well, for the spread, you put up 35 on Florida. Ole Miss is going to score on Kentucky. I tend to lean. Now, that Ole Miss defense, I think, is Swiss cheese. I tend to lean towards some points. I know Kentucky runs it, but Kentucky's liable to break some big plays in that game. Florida had some big plays against that Ole Miss defense. How about Pitt? Like, tomorrow, what game, or is there any game because you've been hotter than a – besides a fatty payback, is there any game you just look at it and say, look, I mean, that's, you know,
well,
that's the game I'm all over. Is there any game that
– for tomorrow, we'll break it down in the morning. But for today, I mean, the one I can't wait – I still can't find a line out right now is Florida State. I mean, not that that's my best play, all right? But that's just the one that I think nobody's really going to be looking at. And if they hang that thing anywhere, I don't know where it might even be, around 30-something. You know, you got to look hard at that, just thinking that Florida State's going to be so upset with how bad they are and want to take it out on somebody. But, you know, I think there's a lot of value out there today. Obviously, the Auburn-Georgia game's huge. But before we get into that, what are the sucker plays this week? Is there one that jumps out to you? I know we've been hot on that also. And then we both had a dog that we like too. Might as well give those out now.
You go first on the dog, and then we'll get into.
Yeah, I mean, I think if I had to take kind of a long shot on a dog, you know, I lean toward Missouri. I think Missouri wasn't terrible against Alabama. I'm not sold on Tennessee. I could see Missouri pulling the upset. They're about a double digit, right around 10-ish, last I looked, underdog. So that's a dog I definitely think could win outright in Missouri. They were not that bad against Alabama.
No, I can see I'll give you I can see Air Force coming out and winning outright.
Oh, that's one. Yep.
I mean, I know they're using a run, but Air Force to me is a better team than Navy, and they got a lot of guys back. I mean, let me just tell you, this is an Air Force team, and again, they haven't played, and I get it, but they were ranked, I want to say top 20 to would have been. This is back pre-virus and all that stuff. They with Drummond and stuff. Now, they don't have Drummond, but they got a lot of guys back. I can see them winning outright, and I can see them covering with the 7.
I love that one, too. I really do like that one.
Biggest game of the day, Auburn at Georgia, opens at 7.
Biggest game of the year.
It's now drops to 6.5. It's now jumped to 7.5. Uh-oh. What? People coming in, making the money on the Bulldog. What are you thinking, man?
I'm thinking, I don't know. You go ahead and – I mean, you're going to lay 7. There's not going to be a full stadium with a quarterback that's only just gotten there as far as he didn't play last week. They struggled on offense. I mean, if you're not a Bo Nix believer, now's, I guess, the time to take advantage of it. But it's not going to be the same Georgia atmosphere. This is the biggest game of the year, man. This is the biggest game of the year so far. This is huge. If Auburn gets by, they really got a chance, I think. If Georgia wins, I'm not
7:30 tonight. Like I said, they put all these games. They put like 5 games on tonight at 7:30.
So pumped.
But to me, it's the game of the day for sure. I know Bama – and A&M is as well, but the loser of this game, and I know the loser of the Bama game too. Like if Bama somehow lost, that would be crazy.
Oh, yeah,
but the loser of this game has a tough road, either side.
Yep, I agree with you.
Let's get into any other games you want to cover. As far as, I mean, Pittsburgh, like we talked about a little bit. On the podcast on Tuesday, we talked about Pitt, their defense, their second or third in the country, only allow 1.8 yards per rush. NC State loves to rush the ball. I tend to think Pittsburgh, it's dropped a little bit. It's 13 and hook. I think that's a good number. I can just see Pittsburgh. I mean, NC State's defense, they gave up 42 to Wake, who by the way, is struggling to score. I mean, they're not even scoring that much on Campbell. Last night, they didn't score that much on Campbell. I mean, they scored in the first half. I watched the game last night. They put up 24, but Wake was able to score easy too. So I just don't think the NC State defense is that good.
I would just ride with you on that one. I think you break it down pretty well. I have a huge feeling on it? Not really, but I like how you break it down. It's hard to pick a sucker bet this week, though. There's not a glaring one for me.
I could see taking Bama as a sucker bet in some ways if it doesn't. Now, if it covers, I get it. But if it doesn't.
Mon's the old Mon that I thought he was. Yeah, you're right.
Just 8. I mean, you know, 18.5 means you really, that's just a weird number. So you're really talking about winning by 21. 21 means if it's literally 38 to 7. No, I'm sorry. Let's just call it 38 to 10. No, that's not right. 38 to 14, middle of the fourth, the game's over. You know, he pulls people out today, middle of the fourth.
Boom.
Oh, man. Mon goes down, scores a late backdoor. I mean, you can just smell it. I just don't love that number. Now, if Bama shows me today, they're the old Bama, and they just roll. Because there was that time 2 years ago. I mean, you just rolled them on the first half over in the first half. I think they were 9-1 to start the season. Can't beat that. Any other games jump out? What about for you? What about Texas Tech, Kansas State? Interesting game. That could be a sucker bet. I'll tell you that. When you talk about sucker bet, to me, that smells – it smells of poo-poo.
I love breaking this one down.
Break it down. Because why is the line – the line makes no sense.
Make sense to us. I mean, maybe to other people, here's what I say. Texas Tech had their heart broken, scored 1 million points, and somehow found a way to lose up 15 with like a less than a 1% chance of losing to their huge rival in their mind. Texas would have been just a big momentum for their whole season had it fall apart in front of their eyes. Now Kansas State's at home. Texas Tech's got to go there. Kansas State just had their biggest upset they could have all year. If they imagine their season going perfect, they've already had kind of a start to that other than that loss they had week one. But they'll trade that out anytime to beat Oklahoma straight up like they did as 28-point underdogs. And I think it's a bad matchup for Texas Tech.
You do?
Yeah, just off the emotions of it all. I mean, as long as Kansas State didn't go out and get blind drunk a bunch of days, I mean, like we've talked about, Thompson, their quarterback's trying to, obviously, like everybody else, be an NFL prospect. But, he's in there on a lot of mock drafts, but he's on the fringe. So we'll see if he shows up.
Here's a couple other games. I'm a rapid fire at
you.
We're going to take a few minutes rapid fire. TCU, Texas. Go a minute or less on each.
I feel like you had a better vibe on that one.
Yeah, I don't love – I'm going to say it again. They could cover, I guess. I don't love Herman. He did it last week to you. It was 12. It's dropped to 10. Dugan, if Dugan plays well, don't be surprised if they hang. I would see points in that game. But if not, I can't lay the point. And Texas, to me, has just not been great for me and or life. Over the last couple. No, just yeah. Over the last and, few yeah, years. Terrible. Anytime. It doesn't matter if they're playing Poo Poo Central.
Terrible.
We take them. We
they
just
lose, yeah.
And they don't cover.
Yep.
Missouri, Tennessee.
Well, I like I said, I think Missouri could pull it outright. So you kind of see who I like in that one. I'm not sold on Tennessee. Are you kidding me?
Tennessee laying 12, total 49 and noon kickoff today.
They shouldn't be laying 12 to nobody.
To me, that's a lot of points to give a Missouri team that was able to at least in the second half kind of go up and down the field on Bama. Now, maybe Tennessee's better and a lot of people are high on them. We're going to find out. But 12 seems like a lot of points for a Tennessee team to give to me just yet. Here, right in your backyard. Right in your backyard today in about 4 or 5 hours.
Sneaky big game.
Huh?
Right kind of a big game.
It's early here, man. What we're doing is, yeah. Real big game. Coastal, Arkansas State. You got Arkansas State 365. Your thoughts?
I liked what I've seen from Coastal. Arkansas State won us a bunch of money week one as a plus 400 underdog that we called. But right now, this week, I'd go with Coastal. I believe in Coastal this year. They look good to me, man. They haven't really played anybody, but I just think they're a good team.
Do you see points?
Not necessarily. I wouldn't mess with the over-under, no.
Okay.
I think Coastal could – either way, I could see either team winning by 20 and then keeping the other team real low. You know what I mean? I don't see it. I think that game could go a lot of ways.
Oklahoma State, Kansas. Talk to me now.
Kansas had a misleading game statistically. Everybody probably already knows versus Baylor. A lot of kick returns for touchdowns, multiple. The stats as far as yards were almost identical to each other. So that might be a spot where, the fatty hotline. Hey, tell them hold on. We got about, a minute left on here? A minute left. Today was all skipped.
Hey, who do you think it is this early in the morning on a Saturday morning? No, there's only one person that calls me on a Saturday morning this early with no regard for the family.
He knows we're doing this. Tell the big hurt team, hold on a minute.
The Papa.
Ask him who he likes real quick.
No, look, hung up on him. Papa, hang up. He'll call back. I'll hang up on him again.
I love the fatty payback today. I'll just say, Mississippi State, Arkansas is another one we didn't talk about. That's probably
talk about it right now.
Yeah, that's probably the only other game.
What are your thoughts on that game? And I got one other one after that.
I just think that Arkansas, again, emotionally, they were hanging with Georgia in the first half, got smashed the second half, has to travel to Mississippi State. Mississippi State should be on a huge high from beating the national champs as underdogs outright in LSU. And I don't think they're going to take their foot off the gas at all.
It's funny, the spread's starting to come down, and I'm with you. I really feel like I can see Mississippi State burying Arkansas. I can see
burying. Compared to some of these spreads that are up in that teens, the 16, 17, 18, 19, I mean, that's one of the more glaring ones for me. I love today. Today is the best day that we've had for college football.
Oh, totally. And you know what? I'm going to love, and I know I'm going to say this a few times this year, I'm going to love the Leach-Costello combo this year starting tonight. I think they're going to bury Arkansas. I think Arkansas played well in the first half. I get it. Last week it was Georgia's first game. Georgia played three or four different quarterbacks and still beat them by 27. For Mississippi State to be able to go into LSU, put up 40-some points, throw for 600 yards, it's still LSU. You can't tell me LSU's not a lot better than Arkansas. I say Mississippi State whores Arkansas tonight. How about this one? I know you have thoughts on this one. You might even give this one out because you're a little quiet today, man. You're not as Oklahoma, Iowa State.
That's one that you just look at and you just wonder, like, how can you feel great about either side? I really don't
seven
know.
And eight, seven and a hook, 63.5. I'm going to tell you this right now. I would have trouble, and I've heard a lot of people on Oklahoma, I would have trouble laying those points tonight because I just can't trust Riley's. I can't trust his defense in big games.
I'm not saying they won't
win. I know you love it. I will not be surprised if you hammer that game tonight. I will not be surprised. You've been kind of itching at it. I feel like you're getting a vibe for it.
But Purdy, but I know, but Purdy's just been so good.
The people need your fatty.
The fatty payback's going to double dip today. I can feel it. The first one that we got, and then the one that we like at night. I think they're both going to hit. But that will not be one.
Are we going two today? You just called it.
If the first one wins, you're damn right. Who doesn't want two? The first one's going to win.
Okay, it doesn't even matter. If you like it, that there's a certain level you have to like it to get to the fatty.
Well, they bumped our noon. It was originally a noon game, and they bumped it. So, you know.
Okay, guess what? It doesn't matter. If we like it and it gets to the level where we're like, hell yeah. Like a lot of times when you and I hammer. Now, we were wrong on the Duke game, but we were wrong on that Duke game. And again, a loss is a loss, and we weren't even close. But let's be honest.
That's still our only one on the fatty.
We were wrong on Duke in general. They are a big pile of dog poo who might just get hoarded. Listen, do your research today and see if anyone.
Hard to tell who's playing. VaTech won't tell you till kickoff.
That's what I'm saying. If you can find out, some of you guys down near VaTech, look at the locals, whatever. If you can find out down there who for VaTech is playing or not, if they're all playing and strapping up, I can promise you this, that is not a good Duke game. Or Duke team.
Yeah, just start dialing numbers. If you live around VaTech, just start dialing numbers. Ask for a hooker. Is Hooker playing? Hello? That's what I need to know. If Hooker's playing, I'll roll it. But if not, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to hold off. If
Hooker's playing and some of the other kids are playing, man, you need to roll that today because Duke is not a good team. Now, if somehow they don't hammer them, that's just going to tell me. If I don't unload on that pick, I'm telling you, I get a vibe in my testes on that pick game sometimes. I might not call it yet, but I'm just telling you, I get a vibe. We already talked about that game. We don't have a line on Florida State, Jacksonville State yet. We talked
LSU
about
at Vandy laying 20. That's about the last really one.
Now, here's one more last game. Southern Miss, North Texas for you over players. It's a big boy number. Oh. Let me tell you something. Bobo,
it's the Super Bowl for over players.
Yeah, I don't know that I can do it. I just don't know that I can do that because it's such a big number, 72, and I promised I wouldn't do it. I promised I wouldn't go over 59 and 60 and 61, which it is what it is, but I'm just having a hard time going. But that game could go Bobo. Anyway, anything else from you? We're going to wrap it.
No, we'll be doing a few videos later today, most likely. So
we'll do some videos. Y'all saw one. Come on, man. They saw with the kid. The kid busted one out the other day. Come on, man. I'm not video boy. You're video boy. Anyway, good luck. Check again. I say it all the time. Check your weather today. Should be good pretty much most places. Check the injuries. Check any updates you can get on any players missing. Bang the bookie.
Peace.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.